to thank you.
我们感谢你在万万人之中把我们能够分别出来归你所有。
We thank you for choosing us from all the peoples and to belong to you.
主，我们也感谢你赐给我们教会，能够让我们一同在教会中来成长，来明白主你的道。
We thank you for giving the church to us so that we may grow in the church and to understand your words.
主，到我们听你的话语时，求主你的圣灵来引导我们明白。
Lord, please let your Holy Spirit lead us when we come to your words.
让我们从你的话语中看到主你的荣耀。
Help us to see the glory of you from your words.
我们谢谢恩主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
圣经中呢记录了很多的神迹，告诉了我们神是一位大能的神。
The Bible recorded a lot of miracles, which tells us the Lord is a great Lord.
他说有就有，命里就立。
When he spoke, it came to be. When he commanded, it stood firm.
那么他在六日中创造了天地海和其中的万物。
And in 6 days, he created the heavens, earth, and the sea, and everything in it.
那么他拯救了挪亚一家，他也赐亚伯拉罕后裔。
And he saves Noah's family and the descendants of Abraham.
那么他带领以色列人出埃及过红海。
He led Israelites out of Egypt and crossed the Red Sea.
那么经过旷野赐下玛纳进入迦南。
And through the wilderness and gave them the manna.
那么他也使巨大的海浪平静。
And he calmed the surging waves.
那么他也用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000多人。
And he fed 5,000 people with five loaves and two fishes.
那么这一切的神迹虽然让我们看到神大能的作为。
Through all these miracles, we can see God's mighty power.
其实这还没有解决了我们人类和神之间的破裂离久的这个关系。
But this did not solve the broken relationship between us and the God.
那么今天的信息启示我们。
And today's message tells us.
那么神使他的爱子耶稣基督从死里复活的大能，才使得你我和神破裂的关系和好。
The power that the God raised Jesus Christ from death is the power that he will restore the relationship between us and God.
才使你我和基督联合。
And enable us to connect to Jesus Christ.
那么是基督从死里复活升天，开启了我们通往永生之道的大门。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ and opens the gate for us to the eternity.
我们就从三方面来看今天的信息。
So we'll look at this in three aspects.
从中我们看到神的作为。
So we'll see God's mighty power.
那么神使基督从死里复活并得荣耀。
God raised Christ from the dead and honored him.
他也使基督超越一切。
He also made Christ surpass all things.
而他做这一切都是神又使基督为教会做万有之首。
And he also appointed Christ to be head of the churches.
那么上次的信息我们看到。
From previous message.
那么使徒保罗呢，在为以弗所的信徒祷告的时候。
And through the prayer of Paul to the believer in Ephesus.
那么他为他们信从主耶稣和彼此相爱的这个见证来感谢神。
He thanks God. For their beliefs in Jesus Christ and their love for each other.
并且求圣灵来光照他们，使他们能够知道神给他们预备的这个基业是何等的美好有盼望。
And he asked Holy Spirit to enlighten them so that they will see how precious the inheritance he prepared for them.
同时也是他们知道他们在神的眼里又是何等的宝贵。
and also let them know how precious they are in God's sight.
他们是神用他爱子的宝血买来的。
They were purchased through the blood of his beloved son.
是属于神自己的产业。
And they belong to him and it are his inheritance.
那么今天我们将看到，那么神使基督耶稣复活升天的大能有多么的浩大。
Today we're going to see how great the power is that the Lord resurrect Jesus Christ and ascend him.
那么这也正是保罗在第十九节中告诉我们的为以弗所圣徒的祷告。他就说，并知道他向我们这信的人所写的能力是何等的浩大。
That is what is mentioned in verse 19. For us to know his incomparably great power for us.
保罗这里想让所有的圣徒知道。
Here, Paul wants all the saints to know.
神一切大能的彰显都是为了我们这每一个信徒的好处。
The God's power is to the goodness of all the believers.
我们所有的蒙恩得救的罪人，那么从不认识神到信靠神。
All the blessed sinners from our unbelief to put our trust in God.
完完全全是神使耶稣基督从死里复活的大能在你我身上的彰显。
That's the demonstration of God's power, that he raised Jesus from dead.
那我们下面就看一下保罗怎么样来解释神大能所成就的这些事情。
Now let's look at how Paul's explanation on what the God's power accomplished.
那我们首先来看，神使基督从死里复活并得荣耀。
So let's look at first, God raised Christ from the dead and honored him.
那我们看二十节在这儿讲，他说，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
So that is in verse 20, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
那么对我们来说，神创造天地海和其中的万物。
And to us, the creation of the heaven, earth, and everything in them.
那么分开红海，领以色列人那么进迦南。
The separation of the Red Sea and let Israelite entered Canaan.
那么等等这些神迹，我们可以明显的看到，这是神大能的彰显。
All these miracles are the demonstration of God's great power.
这已经使我们难以想象。
It's hard for us to comprehend.
那么弟兄姐妹有没有想过，就是神行了一切新旧约中的大能神迹。
Brothers and sisters, have you thought about this? Even God practices all the miracles in the Old Testament and New Testament.
那么若基督没有战胜死亡，从死里复活。
If Christ did not overcome the death and be raised from dead.
那么我们就没有任何的指望。
And we have no hope.
那么地上一切物质层面上的神迹都不能救我们脱离罪恶和死亡。
All the miracles that are done on the earth cannot deliver us from the death.
而神使呢，他无罪的儿子耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
But only his sinless son Jesus Christ died on the cross.
并且使他死后又从死里复活。
And also raised from the dead.
只有这个能力才可以使一切信靠他的在末日审判时可以被宣判为无罪。
Only through this power, those who believe in him will be claimed sinless at the last day of judgment.
也就是说，只有基督复活了，我们将来才会复活。
In another word, only when Jesus is raised up from dead,We will be raised up from the dead.
如果基督没有复活的话，那么我们所传的、我们所信的都是毫无意义的。
If Jesus did not resurrected, and what we, the message we spread is useless.
我们对永恒的盼望也会成为虚空。
And the eternal hope will be in vain.
那么就像保罗在哥林多前书15:14所说，他说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Just as the Corinthians 15:14 says, and if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
那么在旧约和新约中都有死人复活的这些记载。
And there are many records in the Old Testament and New Testament, that the dead were raised up from death.
然而圣经中也记载，这些人最后也都是死的。都死了。
And the Bible also records that those people they eventually died.
而主耶稣是人类历史上第一位神奇妙大能复活以后再没有经历死亡的人。
And Jesus Christ is the only person that was raised from the dead through the great power of God and has never died again.
那么神使基督复活和升天向人类表明
Through the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, it showed to the mankind.
那么圣父怎样使圣子复活升天，将来也必然在耶稣第二次再来的时候，使信他的人像他一样的复活。
How the God raised Jesus from the dead, and when the, and he will also raise theall who believe in him at the second coming of Jesus Christ.
我们可以好好想一想，我们有将来有一天就要承受神在耶稣基督身上所彰显的这个大能。
So let us think about one day we will experience the great power that is exerted on Jesus Christ.
就所有在基督里得着儿子名分的，是有圣灵印记的人都要复活。
All that has the sonship in Jesus Christ and have the seal of the Holy Spirit will be raised.
那么这也是主耶稣呢在约翰福音6:39给我们的一个美好的应许。
And that is a good promise that God given us in John 6:39.
他这样告诉我们，他说，差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。
And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day.
那么在圣经里面讲到死亡，它有两层的含义。
The implication of death is twofold.
那么一是指人犯罪之后和神的关系的破裂。
One is the broke of the relationship between man and God after man sinned.
那么二就是身体和灵魂的分离。
And second is the separation of body and soul.
所以呢，复活也有两层的意思。
Then the resurrection also has two meanings.
那么一个就是罪人与神关系的和好。
And first is the restoration of sinners.
二是死后身体与灵魂的重新结合。
And then after the death, the connection of a body and soul.
那么在哥林多前书15:23这样讲到，但个人是按照自己的次序复活，初熟的果子就是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
In 1 Corinthians 15:23,says, but each in his own turn, Christ the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him.
那么这里讲的复活，那就是指身体与灵魂重新的结合。
And the resurrection mentioned here is a connection and restoration of the body and soul.
那么也就是指当主耶稣基督第二次再来的时候，他会赐给我们每一个信靠他的人一个不朽坏的身体，和我们灵魂会结合在一起。
And which means, at the second coming of Jesus Christ, he will give us an immortal bodies, and the body will be united with our soul.
实际上，第一层意义上的复活。
In fact, the first implication of resurrection.
也就是罪人和神破裂的关系重新和好。
That's a restoration of the relationship between God and sinners.
那么这个层面的复活呢，是从我们听了福音，信靠耶稣基督，圣灵内住我们那一刻已经完成了。
And this restoration is accomplished at the time when we put our faith in the Lord.
那么这本身其实就是一个很大的神迹。
And this itself is a great miracle.
那么是使基督复活的神的大能在我们身上的彰显。
And that is a demonstration of God's great power that raised Jesus up from dead.
那么正像以弗所书二章一节告诉我们的，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，是他叫你们活过来。
Just as it indicates in Ephesians 2:1, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
那么只有那么思想我们的罪，那么需要一个什么样的赎价，那么才能帮助我们理解这个能力到底有多么的浩大。
As for our sins, what can help us to understand the price that what's it?
那么就只有使我们思想一下我们的罪到底有多么的大，需要多么的多大的赎价。
Let's consider how great is our sins and how great the price that can redeem us from our sins.
我们才能理解神的这个能力有多么的浩大。
So that we can understand how great God's power is.
那我们的罪其实可怕到一个地步，就是除了主耶稣自己，我们没有任何这个得救的盼望。
Our sin is so great that besides Jesus Christ, there's no hope.
那么若主只是为我们死而没有复活。
If the Lord only died for us but not resurrected,
那么这种死呢，不能带给我们任何的盼望。
And such death will not bring us any hope.
然而圣经和历史都告诉我们，主耶稣他是实实在在从死里复活了。
But the Bible and the history has shown us that Jesus Christ indeed was raised up from the dead.
那么神呢，其实他不但使基督复活升天，也叫他坐在了自己的右边。
Not only God raised Jesus from the dead, and he also seated him at the right hand of him.
那么这是保罗引用的诗篇110篇的第一节。
That is the Psalms 110 verse 1 referred.
那么那里说，耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
那么这里的坐呢，就是表示基督他服从父神的旨意，那么他已经完成了父神交托在他在地上救赎的事工。
Here the seat means that Jesus accomplished God's will and
he 完成了地上救赎的事工。
He accomplished the redemption work on the earth.
那么这里面右边呢，它不是指一个地方。
The right hand, it does not refer to a place.
而它是表示呢，父神赐给圣子极大的尊荣和权柄。
It refers to the great honor and authority entrusted to Jesus Christ.
让他能够统管万有。
So that he will rule over everything.
那么神的大能不但使耶稣基督从死里复活升天，他也使基督超越一切。
God's great power not only raised Jesus up from dead and ascended him, and he also made Christ surpass all things.
那我们来看第21节到22节的 前半部分。
Let's look at,
他这里说，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有伏在他的脚下。
And let's look at the verse 21 and the first part of the 22. Far above all rules and authority, power and dominions, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come, and God placed all things under his feet.
那么这里的执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，那么它很可能是指所有灵界和人间的一切的这些势力。
So here, the all rules, authority, power, and dominions, likely refers to the evil force of the world and in the spiritual realms.
那么他们虽然仍然在与神和他的与神和我们的敌他儿女的敌人一直还继续在征战。虽然这些势力还继续与神和他的儿女为敌。
Okay, although those evil forces are still at enmity with God's children.
那么但是呢，他们绝对不可能脱离神的掌控。
But they will not away from God's control.
那么神允许一些这些邪恶的这个势力存在，其实乃是为了试炼他儿女在他里面的信心。
God allows all this evil force exist is to test his children's faith.
那么使他们经过试炼以后，他们的生命能够得到成熟。
So after the trial, their life will grow.
那么就是雅各书的一章二到四节这样讲的，他说：“我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。”但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
Just like James 1:2-4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything."
那么神的儿女呢，在不同的时代、不同的地方、不同的环境，可能经历的试炼也不一样。
So God's children may go through different trials at different time, at different places, under different circumstances.
那我们知道中国的大陆，那么神的儿女，他们现在正在经受那么文革以来最大的逼迫。
So we know, nowadays in mainland China, the God's children, are going through the greatest persecution since the Cultural Revolution.
那么一些教堂被拆毁。
Some churches were demolished.
很多十字架被拆除，圣经被烧毁。
And the cross, were taken down, and Bibles were burned.
然而在这样的逼迫下，这些弟兄姐妹们并没有祷告让神拿走这些逼迫。
Under such persecutions, brothers and sisters did not pray for God to take away the persecution.
而是呢，求神给他们恩典，让他们在经受这些逼迫的时候能够站立得住。
But ask God to give them grace so that they may stand firm under such persecution.
那我们虽然生活在一个相对来说比较和平、比较自由的一个环境。
So we live in a relatively peaceful and quiet time.
其实我们每天也可能会经受到各种的试炼或者试探。
We may go through some trials in our daily life.
那么当我们面对违背圣经真理的这些社会潮流时，
When we face the culture that is against the truth of Bible,
比方说同性恋、婚姻或者堕胎等等。
For example, the homosexual marriage and abortion.
那我们会不会坚守我们的正道？
Will we stay fast with our faith?
那么当这种各种的人际关系出现问题的时候，
When there's an interpersonal relationship has issue,
我们会不会不去相互指责？
And shall we not to blame each other?
甚至当我们的身体出现了问题时，
When we have a health issue,
我们还会不会心中仍然存有平安？
Do we still have the peace?
那我们是求神把这些问题挪走吗？
Do we ask God to remove those things?
我们是求神来改变环境，或者是改变对方吗？
Do we ask God to change our circumstance or change the other people's?
我们有没有来到我们的主的面前来求？
Do we come to the Lord and ask?
那么让他使基督复活的大能能够在我们这些人的身上能够彰显出来。
So that the power that resurrected Jesus Christ be demonstrated,
能够从我们口中讲出来。
And to be spoken by us.
这样的话呢，不管世界上说什么，我们仍可以接受神的真道。
So no matter what the world tells you, we can hold fast to God's truth.
那不管对方的态度如何，我们仍可以说温柔和睦的话语。
No matter what the attitude of the other people, we can still speak gently.
不论环境有多么的困难，我们仍可以内心有平安。
No matter how hard the circumstance is, we will have the peace in our heart.
那么因着基督的复活和升天，他已经胜过了死亡，胜过了撒旦。
Through Jesus' resurrection and ascension, he overcome the evil power.
那么虽然我们在地上，那么走这条天路的历程时，仍然还会遇到各样的征战。
So, although we will have spiritual the wars when we walk on the earth.
但是因着耶稣基督从死里复活升天，那么他已经确定了我们最后的得胜。
But by the resurrection of Jesus Christ and His ascension, it leads to our ultimate triumph.
那么神的大能复活。复活远超过一切势力。
The resurrection prevails all the evil powers.
那么又他又神又讲，那么神又讲万有呢伏在他的脚下。
And God put everything under His feet.
那么使基督有统管万有的权柄。
So that Christ has authority over everything.
这样最终才能达到以弗所书一章十节给我们启示的结果，那就是要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
So, that will, so when the, so it will as the plan, when the time comes to its fulfillment, he will bring everything in heaven and on earth.Together under Jesus Christ.
那么神的大能呢，使耶稣基督复活升天。
God's great power raised Jesus from dead.
使他超过万有，做万有之首。
And let him surpass everything and be head of everything.
其实神做这一切，其实也在成就他的另一个旨意。
So God did all this is to accomplish.His another purpose.
这就是说，神要使基督为教会做万有之首。
That is God gave Christ as head over all things to the church.
那么在最后一节，那么二十二节最后后半部分还是最后一节，他这儿说，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
In the latter part of verse 22 and verse 23.He appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
那我们知道神掌管历史。
We know God is in charge of the history.
那么历史其实就像，历史其实就是神他的历史，就是 history.
History, is his story.
就是他的故事。那么罗马帝国他曾经逼迫基督徒。
The Roman Empire used to persecute Christians.
那么他们可以，那么在各个时代，其实各个时代也有逼迫基督徒的这些事件的发生。
In a different era, the persecution of Christians took place.
在我们人的眼中看来，这些真的是一些非常悲伤、痛苦的事情。
In our eyes, those are the horrible things.
但是我们知道，耶稣基督他作王，而且直到永远。
But we know, Jesus Christ reigns forever.
就是他们可以杀基督徒。
They can kill Christians.
他们也可以推倒教堂。
They can demolish the church.
也可以拆毁十字架。
Or tear down the cross.
甚至烧圣经。
Or burn the Bibles.
但是基督徒的信仰，他们是杀不死。
But our Christian faith will never be. Destroyed.
也烧不了，也是拿不走的。
And cannot be burned and taken away.
那么虽然我们这些作为神的儿女，
as a God's children.
那我们在这个遇到各种事例的时候，我们会有软弱。
We will be weakened when we face trial.
我们会有一些事情甚至不能理解。
And we will, there's some things that we will not understand.
但是我们应要知道，神让所有这些发生，乃是都是为了他教会的好处。
But we need to know, God allow all these things happen is to the goodness of His church.
那么他要让这个世界看到，没有任何一种能力正确可以做教会的头。
And He will let us see, there's no.Power in this world can be the head of church.
来掌管教会
and to govern the church.
所以唯有基督，他才是教会的头，唯有基督才能掌管教会。
Only Christ can be the head of church. Only Christ can govern the church.
那么一切的试炼、逼迫，最终都会让更多的人看到。
All the trials and persecution will let the people see.
那么教会能够在这各样的逼迫中仍然屹立不倒，都是神他自己的作为。
So church can stand firm, through all the trial and persecution. That is God's powers, the demonstration of God's power.
我们再来看教会，它也是基督的身体。
Let's take a look, that.Church is Christ's body.
那么这里面说，万有是伏在基督的脚下。
And everything is under His feet.
所以呢，万有它不是基督的身体。
So everything is not Christ's body.
那么只有教会才是基督的身体。
Only church is Christ's body.
那么不论多强大的国家，不论多强大的军队
，No matter how strong.The country and the armies are.
他都不可能超越基督的教会。
They cannot surpass.
那么罗马帝国，罗马帝国不能，美国、中国也不能。
Roman Empire couldn't, and Americans and China, cannot.
所以只有神的子民组成的教会，它在万有之上。
The churches that consist of all God's children is above everything.
因为它是基督的身体。
Because church is the body of Christ.
那么在哥罗西书一章十八节，保罗这样讲，他说：“他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。”
Just like Colossians 1:18 says, He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy.
让我们一起来思想这一幅画面。
Let's draw pictures.
那万有呢？它在基督的脚下。
Everything is below Christ, the feet of Christ.
而教会又是基督的身体。
And church is Christ's body.
基督又是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
所以呢，在神的眼里，万有也在教会之下。
So in God's eyes, everything is under church.
我们看到了教会在神眼中这样宝贵的地位。
Now we see the precious status of the church in God's eyes.
我们再看一下教会与基督的合一。
Now let's look at the unity of church and Christ.
保罗这里也说，说教会是那充满万有者所充满的。
And here Paul says, church is the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们首先需要知道，那充满万有者是指谁？
First, we need to understand what is that, the ones that is the fullness.
那么在以弗所书四章八到十节这样告诉我们，他说，所以经上说，他身上高贴的时候，掳掠的仇敌将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说身上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远伸诸天之上，要充满万有的。
Ephesians 4, verse 8 to 10. When he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions?He who ascended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
那么经文里面我们可以看到，那充满万有者就是指基督。
Through the scripture we can see, the one who fills all in all is Christ.
而且基督呢，他不仅是教会的头，他也充满在教会当中。
Christ is not only the head of the church, he also fills everything in church.
那我们每个人都有这样的体验，就是当我们说到一个人的时候，我们不只是指这个人的头。
So everyone has such experience. When we mention someone, we don't mention only his head.
乃是这个全人。
We mention this whole person.
而所有同样，基督的身体也是被他自己所充满。
In the same way, Christ's body is filled by himself.
基督和他的身体乃是合一的。
Christ and his body are united.
而基督的身体呢，是由各个肢体组成。
And Jesus Christ are consisted of all parts.
那我们这些弟兄姐妹。就是这些肢体。
And our brothers and sisters are the parts.
而所有的肢体呢，集合起来就组成这个教会。
So all the member parts combine together to form the church.
那么保罗在这里呢，是在强调教会在神的眼里乃是何等的宝贵和丰富。
Here Paul emphasized how precious the church is in God's sight.
他是爱子耶稣基督的身体。
And he is the body of his beloved son Jesus Christ.
那我们可以想一想，像你我这样的罪人。
Let's think about, the sinners like you and me.
居然能够属于基督，能够是基督的，成为基督的身体。
Are belong to Christ and is his, is.
我们每个蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹之所以宝贵
，All the blessed sinners, are so precious.
乃是因为我们都是耶稣基督身上的肢体。
It's because we are, the members of Jesus' body.
那么今天呢，我们从使徒保罗的祷告中认识到
，Today from Paul's prayers.
那么靠着圣灵的光照，我们能够知道神使基督耶稣复活升天的能力是何等的浩大。
Through the enlightening of Holy Spirit, we understand how great the power is that that resurrect Jesus Christ.
他使他胜过一切的仇敌。
And let him surpass all evils.
也使他超过万有，能够做万有之首。
And surpass everything and be the head of everything.
神做这一切，乃都是为了他教会的好处。
What God did is to the purpose of His church.
因为教会乃是基督的身体。
It's for the goodness of His church because church is Christ's body.
我们已经看到神使基督耶稣复活的大能已经成就在我们这些信主的人的身上。
So we know that the great power has also accomplished in all the believers.
因为我们从信主的那一刻开始，那就是一个复活的过程。
The moment when we believed is a resurrection.
而且当主第二次再来时，他的大能也必然会再次行在每个信徒的身上。
And at his second coming, the great power will work in every believers.
使我们能够得到一个荣耀的身体，与主在永恒中永远的同在。
And we will have a glorious body and be with the Lord forever.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前，实在感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢父神你真的行在主耶稣基督身上复活的大能。
We thank you for the power that exerted in Christ Jesus.
因着主的复活，主你也让我们每一个神的儿女都有那美好的盼望。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, each believers has an eternal hope.
让我们能够知道主你再来的时候，我们也会像我们的耶稣基督一样的复活。
And Lord, we know when you come the second time, we will be resurrected just like Jesus Christ.
我们心中也不会有任何的怀疑。
And there's no doubt in our mind.
因为主耶稣他已经为我们成就了这件事情。
Because Jesus Christ has accomplished this for us.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We thank you in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.